I want to share with you an incredible story that I just read last night about HaGoyim HaGadol, Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky, Zecharino Levracha, we've spoken about before, was a Goyim in Kol HaTorah Kula, and he was also a Goyim Adir in Chesed. One time, somebody came to ask Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky a kasha. And he came to ask him, like, he has a special kasha, what's going to come out in so-and-so case? What's going to be the halacha according to so-and-so thing that you have to come ask a big goyin? What's going to be the halacha in this case? And Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky told him, it's open gemara, mefurish gemara, in so-and-so place, so-and-so daf, that says mefurish halacha like this. Now, if the person said, okay, thank you very much, and he left. After he left, Avraham Genachovsky's son said over the story, he was standing there together with somebody else. One of the people there told Avraham Genachovsky, do you know that person who just asked you the kasha? He said, no. He said, he's a maggid chair in so-and-so yeshiva. And he was there, together with him, were a few of his talmidim. So Avraham Genachovsky felt very bad, because he realized that means that this maggid chair came together with his talmidim to ask, like it means they had a shvera. Kasha, Shaila, what coming out from the sugya? What's going to be the halacha in such a case? You have to go ask a big gadol, Kilu, what's the kasha? What's the halacha? He walks into Avraham Genachovsky, and Avraham Genachovsky tells him, Kilu, to open gemara. I mean, you didn't know a black or white gemara. That's a little bit of a busha, of an embarrassment for the maggid chair in front of his talmidim, that they were like asking him a shaila, and they came to with the whole preparation, and it comes out. It comes out that their rebbe didn't know. That it's a black on white gemara that he didn't know. Sure. What could you do? A person asked you a kasha. You told him it's a gemara. What could you do? A few days later, Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky's son was walking somewhere, and somebody he didn't recognize came over to him and said, are you a son of Avraham Genachovsky? He said, yes, I am. He said, I'll tell you something interesting. He said, I learned in so-and-so yeshiva, which is the yeshiva where that person was a maggid chair in, who had come to ask him the shayla a few days ago. And he said, today, your father, Rabbi Avraham, walked into the Beis Medrash. Oh, Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky from the Gedalia Adar. He walked in, and he approached he came over to so-and-so maggid chair, who was the person who asked him the shayla a few days ago. And he said, you know something? I have a shver shayla, something in Tosfos I don't understand. Maybe you could help me out? And he sat there, and all the bachrim crowded around. Wow, such a thachra. Imagine, from the Gedalia Adar walks in to one of the Magidi Shir in the yeshiva, and he asks him pshat and something. And the Magidi Shir explained to him, Avraham said, Gevaldik, Murdik, pshat. Thank you so much. Listen to the unbelievable thing what he did. He went ahead to rectify in case he caused anything, chalila, that he should cause a little bit that maybe it should be lowered the esteem of this Rebbe maggid chair in the eyes of the Talmidim. So the way he rectified it was that he went into the Beis Medrash in public in front of all the Talmidim. They should see that Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky has such a tremendous respect for this Rebbe, that he's coming to ask him to, can you please explain me pshat and something? And then the maggid chair said something, and Avraham Genachovsky was known for this, to be able to take whatever someone said and say, wow, thank you so much. You explained to me such a gevaldik pshat, and build him up in front of the eyes of all his talmidim. The point we have to take out of this story is, we know if somebody has a shvera gemara he doesn't understand, you don't just say, okay, I have a shvera gemara, I don't understand it. You got to matzasa taimen. You have to put toil into understanding the gemara. Lahavdol, elef avdolis. If somebody has a business deal, that if this business deal goes through, he can make $300,000. And there's effort. He doesn't just say, okay, listen, it's not so easy. I have to spend the number of hours working it out. No, he's going to spend those hours because he knows that what's going to be the reward, making $300,000. It's worth his toil and effort to do it. The same thing that comes with chesed and making sure not to hurt someone's feelings. You don't just say, okay, what can I do? He came and asked me a halacha. I told him a gemara. Finish. What else should I do? It's not my fault if something happened. But if Avraham Genachovsky put toil and effort to go rectify exactly the situation, to go give a special respect to the Rebbe in front of all the Talmidim, And Rav Avraham Ganachovsky was famous. He used to say, there's no such situation that a person cannot rectify. He said this benegeya people's feelings. Benegeya is time if someone has a problem. If a person puts toil and effort, and he says, and go speaks it over with the Adam Gadol, with a Chacham, there's no situation that a person, b'siyata d'shmaya, cannot rectify. Like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Loi ha-med rishua ikar ela ha-maisa. It's not just learning and hearing these stories is the main thing. It's the maisa to actually do it. May we all be zeichet to learn and be able to use this story, that we should learn from it, that if we chalila hurt someone's feelings, we should put toil and effort to be able to rectify and build up back the person's feelings.